BBC News with Ian Ferdinand. In Egypt, the Public Prosecutor's Office has announced that it's investigating complaints against the deposed President Mohamed Morsi and other senior leaders of his Muslim Brotherhood. The accusations include spying, inciting the killing of protesters, attacking military barracks, and damaging the economy. It didn't say who had lodged the complaints. From Cairo, here's James Reynolds.
We understand it's 8 senior figures in the Muslim Brotherhood, including the General Guide, the Supreme Guide of the Muslim Brotherhood. And, of course, it's important to stress at this point that a complaint has been received by the Public Prosecutor's Office. That's different from saying that charges have been pressed. They've said over the last 9 or 10 days that every single move carried out by the new authorities, be it part of the military or part of the Public Prosecutor's Office, is a move designed to further weaken the Muslim Brotherhood and to push them further away from the political process.
7 peacekeepers have been killed and 17 others injured in the worst ever single attack on the international force in the Sudanese region of Darfur. A joint African Union-United Nations mission patrol came under heavy fire from unidentified gunmen. Our Africa editor Richard Hamilton reports.
A spokesman for the international force UNAMID said a large group of armed men attacked the patrol near Kora Beshe, an area northeast of Niala, the state capital of South Darfur. He said the patrol was travelling between 2 bases when it was ambushed and an intense exchange of heavy gunfire followed. Reinforcements arrived to rescue the remaining peacekeepers. UNAMID, which has been in Darfur since 2008, condemned the attack and promised to pursue the perpetrators for what it called the gross violation of international humanitarian law.
At least 22 people have been killed and more than 50 others wounded in a series of gun and bomb attacks across Iraq. In the deadliest incident, a bomb exploded near a cafe in a southern district of the capital, Baghdad. In western Iraq, police clashed with unidentified gunmen who crossed the border from Syria. One person was killed, 5 others were wounded. Initial investigations into the cause of a fire on a 787 Dreamliner passenger jet at Heathrow Airport near London on Friday have now found no direct link with the plane's batteries. The aircraft manufacturer Boeing had grounded its fleet of 787 Dreamliners earlier this year after a series of fires blamed on overheating batteries. Keith Doyle reports.
The initial report by the Air Accident Investigation Branch of the Department for Transport says there was extensive heat damage in the upper portion of the rear fuselage, but it says this is remote from the area in which the batteries are located, and at this stage it does not believe they caused the fire, although it has not said what did. Ethiopian Airlines said it will continue to use its Dreamliner planes.
World News from the BBC. The United Nations Refugee Agency says more than 30,000 people have now fled into Uganda to escape fighting in the neighbouring Democratic Republic of Congo. The clashes broke out in the border town of Kamango between Congolese soldiers and fighters from a Ugandan rebel movement, the Allied Democratic Force, which has been fighting to topple the Ugandan government and had moved its bases into the eastern DRC. With more on the refugees, here's Catherine Biarohanga.
Earlier today I was speaking to a lady. I actually found her climbing a tree, chopping down some firewood. And when she came down, she told me that she had no choice. There was no peace in Congo for her. She left there on Friday and she told me that at the crack of dawn she had gunshots. And her and her family just picked whatever they could, carried the children and walked to Uganda. And when I asked her whether she would actually go back, she said no, not for the moment, until I know that Congo is safe, and I will be safe going back.
Typhoon Solik has brought widespread disruption to China's eastern coastal region. In Fujian province, more than 300,000 people were relocated before the storm hit, with reported wind speeds of more than 100 kilometres an hour. 10-metre-high waves surged off the coast, and air, sea and rail transport was disrupted. The typhoon is now moving inland. There's further violent disorder on the streets of Belfast in Northern Ireland, with bottles being thrown at police lines in parts of the city. More than 1,000 additional police officers from around Britain have been deployed to help the local force keep order as sectarian tensions flare over the annual marches by the Protestant Orange Order. 30 officers were injured overnight on Friday as they tried to stop an Orange Order march passing through a nationalist Catholic area in the north of the city. Much of Belfast remains divided along sectarian lines. BBC.